listening to the Bronco Report Podcast, featuring the latest news and opinions on Boise State athletics. Brought to you by the Idaho Press Tribune. Keep it here at BlueTurfSports.com for up-to-the-minute coverage of the Boise State Broncos. Now, here's Boise State beat writer B.J. Raines for another edition of the Bronco Report.
Greetings, Boise State fans. Welcome to another edition of the Bronco Report podcast. I am BJ Raines, Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune newspaper, also BlueTurfSports.com. Appreciate you logging in to another edition of the Bronco Report podcast. Going to try to keep this a little more regular, kind of spaced out a little bit, especially over the summer, but going to try to keep this going a couple times a week. Tons of Boise State content, tons of Boise State news. You can kind of follow along with training camp in the season with some of the best insights and interviews around right here on the Bronco Report podcast. Moving forward, make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes as well. We are on iTunes. You can have it automatically downloaded. That's probably going to be the best way to find it other than here at BlueTurfSports.com. So make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast, Bronco Report Podcast. Just type it in. It should pop up. There's also a link to subscribe to it at BlueTurfSports.com on the podcast page. We heard from Jabril Frazier earlier in the week. Going to hear from an offensive player, Alexander Madison, today. Had a chance to catch up with Alexander before the softball practice. The Broncos getting ready for the Summer Classic. That softball game is going to be on Thursday, July 20th. Thursday, July 20th, 6 o'clock is the Home Run Derby. 7 o'clock is the game. It's at Hawks Memorial Stadium. Tickets are only $5 for the game. And how about this? Yours truly is going to be one of the umpires for the game. So if you didn't have enough reason to go out already, some of the other media members and myself will be one of the umpires. So get out there to Hawks Memorial Stadium. Support a good cause. The money goes to charity. See your favorite Boise State football players out there in action as they get set to start fall camp here on August 1st. So the season's going to be here right before you know it. Kind of the unofficial kickoff to the season is the softball game every year. And again, that'll be July 20th. It's Thursday, and it'll be at 6 o'clock. Only $5 for tickets. So what are you waiting for? Bring the family out. It's fun. It's in the evening. It won't be too hot. And a lot going on. And one of the guys playing in the game for the offense is Alexander Madison. Kind of burst onto the scene as a freshman running back last year, rushed for 328 yards and 4 touchdowns. You know, was pretty impressive. Averaged almost 5 yards a carry last year, and he is the guy this year. Jeremy McNichols has moved on. Alexander Madison is going to be the featured back for this Boise State football team, and had a chance to catch up with Alexander as he gets set to prepare for his sophomore season, his first as the starter for the Boise State football team. Back here on the Bronco Report podcast, we get a chance for a couple minutes to catch up with Alexander Madison, running back for the Broncos. A couple weeks away from the start of fall camp here. How excited are you just to get the pads back on and get this thing going?
Oh, I'm really excited. Just not being able to do it in the spring, I'm even that much more excited because it's going to be first time in a long time to put the pads back on. Get to hit some people, you know, you build up that competition throughout the weeks and the months of preparation with the defensive guys. So it'd be cool to get out there and lay some hats on each other and get each other prepared for the season.
I mean, for you, you're not in the shadows anymore, Jeremy. I mean, you're the guy. How excited is that part of it, knowing that, you know, it's going to be a rotation? I know a lot of guys are going to get action, but you're obviously going to be the guy that probably gets the most action.
It's a great opportunity. It's a blessing to be the featured back. And I know that, you know, I'm just going to do whatever I can to rise to the occasion. I've been grinding this whole time, get back in shape, get back at it. And I know that the RB room, we're preparing, and we know that we're the legs of this team. So no matter who's in, we know that we're going to push and strive to carry this team on our backs.
What last year getting that experience, you know, what did that do to help you prepare for this year?
I'd say that it prepared me most for, you know, the game of the speed, the thought process you go through in the backfield. It's a lot faster, a lot quicker. Guys are in a lot harder. I just know that now going into it, being the featured back, I know the pressure that's going to be brought on me because I felt a little bit of that last season. I know that it'll be probably doubled or even tripled this year being the featured back, but I know I'm prepared for that, and I know that we prepare for that. So Coach Marks does a great thing of preaching to us of a mentality, violent mentality, and so I'm ready. I'm ready.
Alexander Mattison, our guest here on the Bronco Report podcast, and we talked to you a lot about trying to replace Jeremy, but, I mean, you got Jay Ajayi, Doug Martin. I mean, it's a pretty long list of impressive running backs here. What kind of is that, you know, for you guys in that room and particularly for yourself to try to live up to the expectations that are, you know, 10 years here, not just one or two? I mean, there's a long list of running backs that are playing in the league right now. What kind of pressure is that or expectation for you to try to live up to, you know, what's becoming kind of running back you here?
Well, you know, there's pressure with that, but there's also excitement to know that I have the opportunity to fill those shoes and run with them on my own and make a name for myself. We see these guys every day up on the wall. With their stats and, you know, what round they're drafted and things like that. And you just look at it and you're just, you know, you're hungry to strive and you know, complete that pattern, but also make it your own. And just being able to experience, you know, being in the backfield with J-Mac, meeting J-Ajayi and meeting Doug Martin, meeting DJ Harper, these guys that were great here. Just getting a chance to talk to those guys and hear them, they kind of ease the pressure because they tell you, you know, you got this. You know, and they can actually say from their standpoint, from viewing from the outside in now, they can actually give you a little more feedback than, you know, someone normally would right by your side. So that's also a blessing. And, you know, they take off some of that pressure. But, you know, I'm all for the pressure. I'm all for it. And I'm just ready to attack it.
In the spring, you know, you were limited a little bit. We saw you out there, some of the individual stuff. But how did that kind of affect you or impact you? And how tough was that, I guess, not being out there in the spring with the opportunity that you have ahead of you here?
Yeah, that was tough. Just looking out there, knowing that I'm not going to have that opportunity to play my first spring ball and also just get back into pads after a pretty successful season. Just coming off that injury, I knew that it would be a process, and I just knew that it's not going to come overnight. So I just prepared myself as much as I could mentally. I dug deep in the playbook. I make sure I took mental reps, try and actually see from, you know, coach's perspective, such as Coach Marks looking from the sideline in and trying to either coach up these guys or, you know, ask them what they were seeing. And I just took as much mental reps as I could. I knew that, you know, it'd pay off in the long run. And now that, you know, surgery is over and recovery is, you know, finishing up here, now I'm excited.
A couple of final things for Alexander Mattison. This offense, you lose three-year starters along the offensive line. You lose some key receivers. You know, you obviously lose J-Mac. I mean, offensively, what do you make of this group? And with all the losses, do you feel like you're obviously going to have to, you know, have a good year here for this group?
Well, yeah. You know, we lost some guys and of course, we understand how important those guys were to our offense, but we also have those guys that have been preparing for, you know, a long time, and they're ready to step up. And I believe fully in the new offensive line all put together. I'm happy with the line that we have now. They're progressing, and they look great to me. And I know they're only going to get better, which is really scary for the other teams because I know what we have to bring. I know what we have to offer. And I know, you know, losing those guys like Spurbeck, those type of guys, we're just going to have other guys step up. We got Sed back, which is, you know, he knows that his role is obviously going to be bigger. And Brett Rippon knows that, you know, he's got to get the job done. And I know that I got to carry the rock. And, you know, all the pressure is positive pressure to me, where it's come, you know, whether it's coming from another team or reporters or anything, we're going to attack the challenge. And we, you know, without those weapons, we still have new weapons, and we're going to use them to our best ability.
We haven't talked about your group yet. I mean, besides you, how do you feel about the guys behind you? We've heard a lot about Robert. We saw him in the spring, obviously. Mm-hmm. Ryan, you got Drake Beasley coming in. I mean, how do you feel about your group as a whole, you know, going into the season?
I feel like we're doing good. We're short on numbers. Obviously, we had 8-9 backs last year. Now we're, you know, down to 5, including Drake now. And we just know that, you know, we have no room, really. So we all know that we have to live up to the standard. We all know we're the legs of the team, and we prepare that way. Ryan Wolpin, Robert Mahone, Jake Shaddix, we've all been grinding. The spring, the summer, we've all been grinding. Now Drake Beasley is he's on board now, and we're going to keep grinding, and we're excited about the season.
Final thing, one name on offense, whether it be your position or another position that maybe fans don't know about yet, they're not talking about yet, but halfway through the season, they're certainly going to know about. Give me one name. A guy that's ready for a, you know, breakout year, so to speak.
There's a couple guys, actually. But I got to say, someone that hasn't played yet, that people really don't know
or
about.
Or maybe played a little, yeah. Just someone that's, you know, maybe going to take a all of a sudden be a big guy this year.
Redshirt freshman, Ezra Cleveland. He's coming in. He's going to be starting up on our offensive line, and he's a monster. Yeah, he's got some things to prove, and I'm excited to see what he does this year.
Hey, man, fans excited to see what you can do this year. Best of luck this year, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, appreciate Alexander there for joining us on the Bronco Report podcast. Again, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and search for us. You can also do the link at blueturfsports.com under the podcast page. Subscribe to iTunes, please. We're trying to make this thing bigger and better. And again, we're going to have more interviews in the coming days. We've got Tyler Horton, Cedric Wilson, Kekoa Nawahini, some other players that are going to join us. And then just tons of content from Mountain West Media Days coming up. And then fall camp starts on the 1st. So appreciate you for logging into blueturfsports.com. We try to have the comprehensive site there with all the different Boise State videos, news, photos. Really going to try to really this season put an emphasis on just making this site as good as we can. So it's going to be bigger and better, and appreciate all the support and page views and clicks that you've given our site. But keep it coming. One other thing I do want to note is we have started our 10 questions at blueturfsports.com. 10 questions facing the Boise State football team. Number 10, who will emerge along the Boise State offensive line? You can read that story at blueturfsports.com. We'll have one of these every day, pretty much, a story, a question counting down. But Boise State loses 121 career starts from Travis Averill, Stephen Baggett, and Mario Yaku. How do they make up that experience, that depth, that leadership? Who's going to step up along the offensive line? Big question for the Broncos. You can read more about it at blueturfsports.com. Appreciate you for checking out the podcast. Again, July 20th, 6 o'clock is the Home Run Derby. 7 o'clock is the game Thursday out at Hawks Memorial Stadium. Hope to get a big crowd out there to support the Broncos, support a good cause, and kind of unofficially kick off the season. The players will be signing autographs after the game. So if you want to come get some autographs from Brett Rippon, your favorite players, they will be signing autographs. Everyone will get an autograph after the game out in the outfield. So appreciate you for logging into blueturfsports.com. Have a great day. This is BJ Raines. We'll talk to you later.